Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Friday, April 11th. It is 5:30 and thank you guys for being here. It is the weekend. We finally made it. So happy to have you guys here. How's it going?
It's going. It's good. I'm happy it's Friday. It was like the longest, shortest week ever, if you know what I mean. Yesterday was a fun day. I had some client meetings after the show, and then I got home. It was already 4. I was like, oh my God, the day is gone. And then this morning, I was driving into the station, and I just was like, darn it, I had a brain fart. I left all my food at home.
Oh, no. Yeah. So you got nothing to eat this morning?
I got my coffee. That's important. Oh. I think I might just go to the vending machine or maybe Uber Eats something. So if you want something, let me know.
Oh, I brought my little snacks. I didn't forget that. But surprisingly, it has been a long week and finally to the weekend. So, yeah, happy about that. Sometimes you just have so much on your plate that you actually forget to put the actual food on your plate.
Yes.
So that sucks.
And how was your night?
It was good. We had the Vegas Thrill game last night. I was out there working at that, and it was a lot of fun. It was country night, and so we were out there, and we thought maybe they were going to make a comeback. They lost the first two sets. Then they came back and won the third set, and then that fourth set was so close. We were literally at game point, and then the Omaha, they ended up coming back and beating us, so it was kind of a bummer. But yeah, it was fun, and I'm really excited because we have Mix 94. 4.1 night at the Thrill Game on Sunday, and it's going to be Ninth Island night, and so many fun activities set up for before and during the game. So we're going to have a lot of fun, and our new Thrill player, Honora Nye, she is going to be on the show this morning. She's coming in studio 8 o'clock, and she played the full game last night. She did so well. It was so cool to see her play. So yeah, really excited.
Do you have any other weekend plans besides the Vegas Thrill game on Sunday?
No, I actually don't. I've been traveling the last 2 weekends, so I'm kind of looking forward to just chilling and not doing anything. My husband has to work all weekend, so I'm kind of bummed that I'm not going to to see him. But at the same time, I'm just like, you know what? There's a show, this K-drama I've been wanting to start. Nice. And everybody's been sending me like, you have to watch this. You have to watch this. So I think I'm going to just buckle down, watch that and chill. What about you?
Wait, what show is it first before we move on? Do you remember the name?
It's about tangerines. I know that's
tangerines.
Hold on, let me see here.
Like the fruit?
When Life Gives You Tangerines is what it's called. Has anyone watched it? Everyone says, like, be prepared to laugh, to cry, to be shocked, to be surprised. And so I've had like five people message me like, you have to watch this K-drama. So I really want to start that one.
I love how you said it's about tangerines, but it's really not about tangerines.
No, it's not. Not about tangerines at all. And it has one of my favorite Korean actors and actresses, IU. She's actually a singer too. She's in it. And then Park Bo-gum, he's like my favorite. I absolutely love this guy. And he's in it too. So that's on tap for me this weekend.
Yes, awesome. For this weekend, really just James, right when he gets off work, we go to Costco on Fridays. But today, because the Coachella streaming starts, we are set, like our clocks are set for Lisa at 7:45 to hop on YouTube. So James and I are like, okay, what's the plan when you get home? We go to Costco, we go to Albertsons, we get dinner, we got to go back on, be home by 7:30 so we can situate ourselves for Coachella streaming. It's like an event in our house.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I mean, so many big names, and it's, I think everyone's going to be talking about it on Monday after all 3 days, and then you get another week. Weekend of it next weekend, so that's gonna be super cool.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of FOMO kind of because all of my friends are out at Coachella. I'm not FOMO of something that they're doing right now, but I am FOMO that they weekend one over weekend two all year long. It's always weekend one because they always have the best special guest performances. Weekend two doesn't get the ones that from weekend one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So
that's it.
It's gonna be a fun one on the show today. Don't go anywhere. Let's get things started. We are going to start off with the pre-show You Pick 'Em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Buddy Holly by Weezer? Do you want to hear Changes by Tupac? That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. Just the way it is. Or do you want to hear Behind These Hazel Eyes by Kelly Clarkson? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. A couple of ways: you can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, for the pre-show We Pick 'Em, we have a tie right now. So get those votes in here. 702-364-9400. And we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. A golfer at the Masters just made headlines, but not for his swing. Let's just say he couldn't hold it. And now the whole internet is talking about it. Have you ever said desperate times, desperate measures? That is coming up next. But first,
wait, who's the tie with?
It's with 2 and 3, Tupac and Kelly Clarkson.
Did you see the one on the phone line?
I got that one on the phone line. No,
okay,
yeah, that's so we got to do this fair and square. I'm refreshing. I'm checking to see. I always do this legit. Next one that comes in is going to be the one. Just don't vote for Weezer because that doesn't matter at this point.
Weezer,
Weezer. All right, there you go. Behind These Hazel Eyes by Kelly Clarkson is the pre-show You Pick 'Em.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show You Pick 'Em.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the Morning. So the Masters started yesterday, the golf tournament, and in our house. That is an event, okay? Matt is glued to the TV like it's the Super Bowl, and it's just it's huge. I feel like we're one step away from having Masters parties instead of
really?
Like Super Bowl parties. It's crazy, but the story everyone is talking about isn't birdies or bogeys, it's bathrooms instead. So, or lack thereof. This Spanish amateur golfer, his name is Jose Luis Ballester. He made headlines day one, and it was not for his game at all. It's because he straight up peed in the river on the course in front of people. When he asked why, he said he didn't see the porta potties. Jose, there were three. There were three of them right there. This is what he said.
I completely forgot that we had those restrooms on the left of the tee box. And then I'm like, I really need to pee. Didn't really know where to go. And since JT had an issue around the green, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sneak here in the river. Probably the people would not see me that much. And then they clapped for me. Probably one of the clubs that I really got today, like real loud. So that was kind of funny.
The people are not happy. The Masters is rooted in tradition. Yeah. This is a very like serious event with their rules and their traditions. And this guy comes in there and he goes and just pees in the river. Like the people are saying the disrespect is just on a whole new level. And while I do sympathize with the when you gotta go mentality, because like I seriously live by that, I was just kind of like, ew, gross. Like, come on, you're playing in this, you're playing the Masters, and you're just going to go whip it out and pee in the river?
I mean, amateur golfer, right? Is what you said, is what he is. He's not really...
Today's the cutoff. So they're, okay. I mean, he's looking to get a spot in it. That's what it is.
Do you think that might go against him, or it's just purely game?
It's all game.
Okay. Like that, the people aren't going to like, oh, let me judge him with a few less points.
No, no, it's not a rating system. It's a scoring system.
That's what I was thinking.
Have you ever been in a situation where you were like, if when you got to go, you got to go? Desperate times, desperate measures. I will say it did make me think of a situation that I was in once where I was at this college party, and I remember it was at this house, and I had to go to the bathroom so bad, and every bathroom was taken. You know, you knock on the door, like people are like, shut up or whatever. So I could not find an open bathroom. So I was desperate times, desperate measures, girl. I literally looked at the sink for half a second, but then I thought, no way, because there's too many people around. So what I did, I was wearing a skirt and I went in the backyard, and people were like sitting in the grass, just like talking and stuff. I literally pretended like I was just going to sit in the grass. I like put my skirt like over me, kind of pulled down my underwear, and I just sat there and I just peed in the grass.
Really?
I wasn't like even squatting or anything. I just sat there. It looked like I was just sitting in the grass. Nobody knew any better. And then when I was done, I just kind of like readjusted, stood up, and I was out of there.
Oh my God. Desperate times, desperate measures. I've been there. I remember prime COVID pandemic. It was when COVID testing was at UNLV. And I remember that morning, I was like, I want to be healthy. I'm on this healthy tip just to make sure I don't catch COVID. I was drinking celery juice, immunity shots, all these types of vitamins that my body was like, whoa, relax. We were driving down Maryland, and I'll never forget the Vons off Trop in Maryland. I was at the stoplight. James was driving. I said, I can't hold it. I can't hold it. And it wasn't B. It was the other one.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, oh, my God. I'm running. I go through Vons. I'm like, oh, where am I going to go? The bathroom door is locked. There's a code on it. And I saw the door outside, like to the employees and like the vendors can go through. I was so close to running out and going in the back. Luckily, an employee came, put in the code, and right in time, I got in.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine if you would have had an accident right there in the middle of Vons? Like, and that kind of an accident too?
Oh, like, I think I just would have went in my pants.
I just think I would have went in my pants. Too far gone. It's yes. Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning! It is 6 o'clock, 6:04 rather, so you might be running a little late, but it is Friday, April 11th. Good morning. Thanks so much for being here. We finally made it to the weekend. Hallelujah. And not a lot going on around here. I know your big plan, though, is to camp out on your couch and watch Coachella this weekend.
Yes, I love the live stream. And it does remind me from all my friends that are posting right now, it's like day zero of Coachella. And if you don't know what day zero of Coachella means, it's basically when people are camping, they get there on that Thursday and they call it day zero. So they're posting about it. And I was reminiscing about the time that I went to Coachella back in 2018. First, and I think last time I'll ever do this at Coachella, it's camping. Camping was brutal. In that hot sun, you're under like 100 degrees. It is chaotic, by the way, trying to get a parking spot next to each other when you're camping.
Did you see the lines yesterday going in?
No.
Eight hours.
No.
People were breaking down, running out of gas. Mm-mm. Like, and then there's another thing that I'll tell you about when you, as you go through the story that I saw about Coachella and camping yesterday. Ugh. Oh my God.
It's one of those things that I'll never, ever do again. Yes, it was like on the bucket list, but I mean, I'm talking about, it's so chaotic when you do camping at Coachella because you, let's say, have eight cars. You all have to go in together. It's not one of those things like, oh, let me save you a spot here. We're in D3 or whatever. No, you all have to come in together. Meaning you have to camp out like at a parking lot next to the campgrounds, wait until on Reddit, they're like, the lines are open, the lines are open. Oh my God, you get in line, chaotic. Then by day three of Coachella, I'm suffering from like heat exhaustion and stuff. So one thing I think I'll never ever do again in my life is camping at Coachella.
Okay, so I just sent you a video on Instagram of something that I saw at Coachella yesterday. People are getting their tents set up and in the grass, where the tents are, snakes.
Uh-uh.
Snakes. Just hanging out. Just your general festival campsite with snakes floating around in there.
My God.
Yeah. So when camping in general for me, especially festival camping, I think it's one of those things that sounds really cute in theory. Like, oh, let's be free spirits and sleep under the stars. But no. No, no, no. What you're actually doing is paying hundreds of dollars to live like a dehydrated raccoon in this tent city with no plumbing and just a slow descent into madness. Absolutely not. You're telling me I'm supposed to party all day, dance all night, then crawl into this dusty little nylon sauna with zero airflow and call that sleep? That's no thank you.
Don't forget the showers. We have community showers for camping. Took 3 hours
no.
to get a shower.
I need walls. I need outlets. I'm not built for that camping life. It's just not it.
I'm right there with you. I am not a camp girly. Maybe glamping, but not camping.
Yeah, I'll stay at the hotel, meet you at the festival fairgrounds with a full night's sleep and a proper hair wash. Thank you.
I'm right there with you.
It is going to be a great show today. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have a special guest from our Vegas Thrill. The newest player, Adora Anai, is going to be joining us. She had a great game last night, and we're so excited to have her as the newest member of the team. And we're also going to talk about Mix 94.1 night at the Vegas Thrill game on Sunday. We'll have your tickets in the 8 o'clock hour. On the way next, we have an early edition of Heads Up for San Gennaro Feast tickets. And coming up right after the break, what's trending? One of the world's biggest pop stars just said he's ready to do a musical transition, and his fans are shook. What genre is he planning to leave behind forever? And what does he say there's no coming back from? We'll talk about it coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Ed Sheeran is trending this morning. He says he is ready to yeehaw his way into country music. He says that his end goal for his career is to move to Nashville and make that transition to country. He says, I feel like once you transition to country, you can't transition back. Once you're there, you're there. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. I think that might be something that might have changed over the past couple years.
I just feel I've never felt like it was that way. I like, look at Taylor Swift. She started in country. She wasn't stuck there. She got out. She did pop. I don't know. I don't feel like it's a handcuff to the genre once you go into it. But he says he wants to do it right. He doesn't want to just dip a toe into the country music scene. He wants to go on like full on boots, belt buckle, all the stuff. He already has tested the waters. Does anybody remember his duet with Luke Combs on Life Goes On on the ACMs? This is what that sounded like.
Tell me how my life goes on with you gone, I suppose. I sing like a storm.
He definitely has the voice for it. I can hear his voice transitioning to country pretty well. He also did a track in 2019 with Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars. So he's been flirting with country music quite a bit. Now, we've talked about his next album a lot. It's called Play. Maybe that's the start of a new series for country. It sounds like he's going to stick with pop for now, and that country's kind of going to be like his swan song. But, you know, with Post Malone, he's gone country. Beyonce's gone country. Chapo Roan is gone country with, you know, a single. This whole pop to country pipeline is officially open for business, don't you think?
Oh my God, I love the switch to country. Every artist that you just named so far, I said every time they came out with a country song or an album, I'm like, this is it. Like when with The Giver and Chapel Roan, oh my God, so good. I never really was a country fan, but I think these pop artists that are transitioning into country music have opened my eyes to that.
Well, like with Chapel, she says, I just wanted to do one country song. She's like, not even go. That's it for her. She's like, I just wanted to do a country song. I did it. I'm done. And that's that. And I love that. I don't want Ed to feel like once he goes there, he can't come back. I don't think Beyonce is going to stay in country for the rest of her life.
Right.
Will Post Malone? Well, maybe he will, but I don't know. And that's what's trending. All right, let's do this. It is time to win. We are playing Heads Up this morning, and we've got your tickets to the San Gennaro Feast, the international and Italian food and music festival coming to the M Resort. It starts on April 23rd and runs through the 27th, and your tickets right now with Heads Up. We have your category. There's only one left, and it is hops and IPA. All you have to do is get six answers in 60 seconds in that category, and you are going to win these tickets. Caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's go to the phones. Amy, you are caller 20. You ready to play Heads
Yay!
Up?
Yay! Good morning, I'm ready.
All right, let's do this. This is a great way to kick off the weekend. Plus, you'll have San Gennaro Feast tickets coming up for April 23rd. Your category is hops and IPA. So National Beer Day was on Sunday. So these are all things that are associated with beer. Are you a beer drinker?
I'm not a beer drinker at all.
I'm not either. So we're still gonna kill this category. I just know it. Well, we've got this. We just need to get six.
Okay.
All right, you guys got this. Heads up, your 60 seconds. It starts now.
This is a big container of beer. You tap it.
Oh. No, it's not coming. It's passed.
Okay. This is you might buy some beer in a case. Okay. This is what they come in, like a pack of how? Oh, dang it! I just used the word. Never mind. Okay. So this is a type of beer. It's a fancy one. It has initials.
IPA.
Yes. This is where you would get beer. They make it at this place.
At a bar?
No, they make it at this place. Not they sell.
A farm?
No. Let's pass. Yes, a brewery. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. If someone might tell you to drink it this way, and it's really fast, they're like, "Hey, do this."
It's like, guggling, or I can't.
Okay, let's pass. At 5 o'clock, usually. We are terrible at beer.
Oh, Amy. My gosh, I'm so sorry.
No, why are you sorry? I'm sorry. I did not even give you good clues. That was just so bad. I'm so sorry. We skipped on keg, tap a keg.
Yeah.
I could not figure out a clue for six pack. Everything I wanted to say had pack in it. So that, and then chug a beer.
Oh, chug.
Oh, man. man, I am so sorry, Amy. That means caller 20, you're going to get these tickets, four of them, to the San Gennaro Feast, where you could get a beer. I would recommend wine instead. I think you'd do much better with that. But four of these for caller 20 right now. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Can we talk about those obsessions that sneak up on you way later than everyone else? Like people have been onto it for years. There's merch, there's memes, there's subreddits, and you're now just showing up kind of like, hey guys, wanna talk about this really cool thing called F1? That's me. I am a late bloomer when it comes to F1, and I am like obsessed. And I would like to say that it was the race here in Vegas that got me like hooked on it, but I, like a lot of people, it was the show Drive to Survive. Have you watched Drive to Survive?
I've never, but I've had friends that are obsessed with that show.
I love that show. When the new season just came out, my mouse is not working here. I was going to play the music from it, but this is just from the F1 races. Oh my gosh. I am obsessed, and I get excited just talking about it. Last week, the Japanese Grand Prix was on, and it was a really boring race, but I didn't care. I was just so pumped. This weekend, it's Bahrain, and here I am. I'm using pit lingo like I learned it on Duolingo. You know, I'm like box. Like that. If you watch, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Is there a late blooming obsession had? Everybody loves, not everyone, but so many F1 fans. I started out, I was going to be a Mercedes like driver with George Russell, but I am just gravitating to Lando Norris and the McLaren drivers. Like, it's an obsession that I'm having. It's crazy.
I love that for you. And you actually started something for me in my late obsession, and that is White Lotus.
Oh, yes. Are you into it now?
I'm into it. I know that the show, the season one, episode one, started in like 2021. And then everyone's hyped about season three. It's in Thailand. Lisa from Blackpink, who I love, is on season three. I was like, okay, what's this show all about? I started season one, episode one, about a month ago. I am now finally starting season three.
Oh, you're going to love it. I can't wait to... I feel like we may have given you some spoilers on it.
Kinda.
But I hope it wasn't too much of a spoiler.
I don't think so at all. Because even James, he's kind of rewatching it with me. He goes, wait, what happened with that person again? Oh, yeah. So no spoilers here. But the obsession is late, but I'm in love with it.
What is the late obsession that you have just fallen in love with? Let's talk to Brittany. Brittany, what is it for you?
I came super late to Game of Thrones.
Oh my gosh, that's my favorite show of all time, I think. And so you're just now watching it?
Yeah, so I'm a teacher, and so because my kids know that I'm watching it, I had to like binge the entire thing so they wouldn't ruin the ending.
Oh my gosh. I wish I was you, Brittany, to see it again for the first time. Mm-hmm. You know, when you hear someone's watching a show for the first time and you're like, oh, I've already been there, and it was so good. This text just came in, and this is an obsession for a lot of people right now that I'm really interested in getting into. Labubus. Is anyone into Labubus? This one said, that was me with Labubus. At first, I was very uninterested, and then they later grew on me to the point of me collecting. Where are you getting your Labubus? Because I am seeing them everywhere, and I'm really curious about them. Do you know what Labubus are, Steph?
Labubus? Those sounds like a pair of shoes.
No, they're these little dolls that have like the ugliest faces, but they're so cute.
Like a trolls doll?
Kind of. You know, you just mentioned Lisa from Blackpink. She's obsessed with Labubus.
Okay.
She puts them on her purse. Labubus are the thing right now. They're mm-hmm. having a moment. Does anyone else, like, are you into them, and where do you get them? I'm really curious. Let's talk to Emily. Emily, what's your late blooming obsession?
I would have to say Harry Potter, actually.
Just now getting into Harry Potter?
Yeah, all my friends were into it when they were like 8 years old, and I finally just finished watching it, and it was so good.
Oh my gosh, again, so jealous of
yes.
you. Emily, what house are you in? Have you taken the Pottermore quiz to find out what house you belong
yep.
to?
I'm 100% Hufflepuff.
Oh,
I played like all the games and everything.
You sweetie pie, you're a sweet person.
She sounds like a Hufflepuff.
I love it. 702-364-9400. A lot of people are talking about the Labubus. You guys are obsessed with them too. Pop Mart opening in downtown Summerlin, and they sell Labubu.
Oh.
Did you look them up?
I haven't looked up the Labubus, but I've seen them before. When you mentioned Lisa, I saw her black, her bag filled with the dolls.
Those little dolls.
They're cute. And did you know H Mart is coming into town?
Yes.
I am so excited.
That'll be my early blooming obsession for sure.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
For the most part, science has found that marriage comes with a lot of health benefits. You've got lower heart disease risk, longevity, especially for men, lower risk of depression, and better cancer survival rates. But now, there's some new findings that say there is something that could be bad associated with marriage, and the risk of getting dementia by getting married goes up. They accounted for age and sex in this study, and researchers found that widowed, divorced, and never married people had about a 50% or lower risk of dementia, including Alzheimer's. That's relative to their married counterparts on that one.
That is kind of scary.
I know.
This is a weird thing that I heard when I was growing up, but when I was growing up, my best friend's mom would tell me that my grandparents started to look like each other. I don't know if it's something that, like, just over time they just started to look like each other. And I don't know if this has the same thing to do with dementia. Like, is it something that because they have the same lifestyle or they're eating the same food that they are kind of getting this disease together? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I think that they're just kind of looking at, like, the diagnosis and what they may be missing as far as delaying diagnosis. Like, are you getting, they're saying, like, people that are married have less social integration with other people because they're always hanging out together.
Mm.
And that might be something to do with it. They're having lower quality interactions with other people because they're just sticking together. So that, I think it really notes the importance of social ties. Like, you have to have more than just your marriage relationship. You have to have outside relationships, because that's going to have, you're going to have different conversations with people. You're going to have different interactions with people. But if you have the same one day in and day out, I think maybe that's has something to do with, like, your brain just kind of flipping a switch, maybe.
I see.
Something
yeah.
like that.
That it
so,
needs, like, different types of
yeah,
things in your life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like eating the same food every day, right? And you need some variety because your brain needs that variety to keep going, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought that was really interesting. Also this morning, we were talking about how potatoes may become the new eggs when it comes to Easter, because eggs are so expensive. But now there's something new that I think sounds much better than potatoes, and it's marshmallows. Have you heard of the Pioneer Woman? She's like one of those cooking shows and stuff, and she's super cute. She's highlighting the idea of replacing eggs with marshmallows. And marshmallow brand Jet Puffed, they have even released an Easter decorating kit, and it's selling out so fast this year. It's called the Jet Puff Dip and Decorate Marshmallows Kit, and it's basically decorating these big marshmallows just like you would with your eggs, but they have, like, different colors, edible pens that you can draw on them, drizzles to decorate, and then they even have this cute little egg crate to store them in. You can get that at Walmart, but I like this idea because I could eat the marshmallows afterwards. I'm not going to eat a potato after I decorate it. You
are
know
you going to eat an egg? What about the old school way?
I used to eat the eggs, like, for the first day or two, and then my mom would find ways to integrate them into our food. Like, she put it in a salad or in our tuna fish or something, but we never ate the whole egg. In fact, I'll never forget one summer I was just in the backyard picking up some trash that had flown into the backyard, and I found an old egg, and it was all moldy and disgusting. It was mostly shell that was left over, and I was like,
yes.
Oops, we didn't find this egg.
Oh, man.
Finally, this morning, a new government, a YouGov survey on crying asked Americans where they've cried. what situations made them cry and how recently they have cried. And women are more likely than men to have cried in many places and are more likely to say that they've cried within the last day. Nearly 89% of Americans say they cry at home. The majority have cried at a funeral and in their car. And some have say they even cry in movie theaters, school, places of worship, and at their workplace. When's the last time you cried and where was it?
The last time I cried was, let me think. Oh, it was not this past Wednesday, but the Wednesday before. I was in my feels. I a little tear dropped. I was just in my nostalgic moments, and I was in my couch in my living room. What about you?
For me, it was in here in this studio, and one of our coworkers came in. And just, you know, I just trauma dumped on him and I started crying. Like, I felt so bad. I haven't seen him since either.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I scared the guy away.
Yeah, I think you did too.
Broadcast. It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
It's Katie here on Mix 94.1. Good morning, Katie. You're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Good morning.
Are you ready to do this? Are you ready to play
Absolutely.
Beat Mercedes?
Yes.
I love it. I cannot wait for you to beat me this morning. A $350 diamond pendant up for grabs. If you guess the song faster than I can. It's been tough, but it has been done before. So I'm going to leave the studio and leave you with Steph and wish you the best of luck. You got this, Katie.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. All right, Katie, this is how the game works. You are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song, but once you know the correct artist and title, you can shout out, "Got it." Once you shout out, "Got it," I stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay? No hemming and hawing.
Okay.
Okay, the next sound that you hear, Katie, is the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
What you got?
It is "Drop It Like It's Hot," Snoop Dogg.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm... All right. Mercedes is coming in. Okay, Katie, you're with your son, Andrew. You guys go to school where?
At Our Lady of Las Vegas.
And you're the assistant principal?
I'm one of the assistant principals, yes.
Nice.
And I teach middle school.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Thanks for everything you do for the community. All right, Mercedes is back.
What does she do for the community?
She's the assistant assistant principal at Our Lady of Las Vegas.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. How
that
you
was,
feeling?
That was fast. Dude. I'm not going to lie. I felt like I was just out there for a couple of seconds, so I don't know. I better bring my A game.
Yeah,
here we go.
You do. You need to bring it. I'm resetting the clock. The next song that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
What you got?
"Drop It Like It's Hot," Pharrell and Snoop Dogg.
What? You brought the feature in it too? Okay. You stopped the clock at 1.1 seconds, and you are correct. "Drop It Like It's Hot" by Snoop Dogg with Pharrell. Now, Katie also got it right.
Okay.
But she did it in 4 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. 4 points. 1-8.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, Katie. That was really good. Did she get the Pharrell also?
She didn't, but she got
still,
the Snoop
Dogg. We still would have given it to you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, Katie. It's such a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. I love to win, but I don't like for you to lose. So the only good side is we're now at $375 diamond pendant. Monday morning, your chance to win with Beat Mercedes, and thanks to our buddy Michael Minden from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers for giving us this beautiful jewelry right now. This is a good Friday song. Mm-hmm. "Drop It Like It's Hot," Snoop Dogg, Pharrell. It's Mix 94.1.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the
these beautiful things that I've got.
It's Mix 94.1, and this is Mercedes in the morning. There is a growing trend among parents, and it's sparking a lot of debate. A new survey shows that most parents, 53% of parents, are now giving gifts to kids on their sibling's birthday to prevent them from feeling left out.
Oh.
We're talking about giving presents to the non-birthday child just to keep things fair and avoid any tears. But here's the thing. Like, shouldn't birthdays be about celebrating the actual kid? Who does this in your family? Why or why not? Do you agree with this? Do you think that the siblings of the birthday child should also be getting gifts so they don't feel left out? 702-364-9400.
Although, when I was a kid, I was the youngest of my family. My two brothers were much older than me, 14 years older and 10 years older. And I remember the brother that was 10 years older than me was celebrating his 16th birthday. And I was 6 years old, and I was so used to being spoiled. I was the princess. I remember vividly my mom was shopping for my brother's gift, and I was with her. I think it was like at a Kmart or something. Anyway, so she was shopping for him, and I was throwing the biggest tantrum, the biggest fit in the store, like, why don't I get something? Just because it's his birthday doesn't mean I can't get something. And she was like, no, it's your brother's birthday. And I'm like, look, I just want something too, even if it's a little thing like a chocolate bar or a stuffed animal. That for me was what I wanted. And she goes, you know what? Fine. Just to keep the peace.
She gave in.
She gave in.
Oh.
But the thing is, Mercedes, every year after that, I expected it on his birthday.
That, see, I love your mom, so I'm not speaking ill of her. Like, she did what she had to do in that moment, and I get it. But here's my rant, okay? Like, this whole participation trophy mentality is completely out of control now. It's so out of control. What is this? Some kind of consolation prize for just existing while your sibling gets their moment? Here's the news flash, everybody. Siblings don't need a gift just because their brother or sister is getting one. This is their chance to learn that the world does not revolve around them every single day. I feel like birthdays are about celebrating the person whose special day it is. It's not about spreading this gift-giving love to everyone in the room like it's some kind of group charity event, you know? Kids need to learn to wait their turn. Life's not always about making sure everyone gets something because someone else got it. And for once, a birthday should be the exception to that.
Yeah.
End rant. I'm sorry.
End scene.
What do you guys think? Let's talk to Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. What do you think? Getting presents for siblings when it's not their birthday.
Good morning. I'm with you, Mercedes. It's a no from me.
Do you feel like it's just like giving in to that whole participation trophy thing?
I do. And I think every parent can do what they want. But as parents, I think our job is to prep students or kids for the real world. And I think it's not prepping them for real life if we don't let them recognize others and know that there's value in celebrating other people.
Yeah, I you get your day, they get their day. I agree, Lisa. Norma Jean is actually in disagreement here, and I really want to hear your perspective, Norma Jean. What do you think?
So I did not do it for my kids. I felt the same way as the gal that you just talked to. It's like, it's your birthday, you're special. But now that I'm a Nana, I do it for my grandchildren. And I know that's totally hypocritical, but it's like when they were little, it's like, oh, they don't understand. And, you know, they didn't, of course. And every year I say, okay, I'm not going to do it anymore. And then I'm getting better where they only get like one or two little like outfits or something, but I still do it.
So do you give the birthday kid the most and then you give the other ones like a little something, or do you give them
Absolutely.
All equal?
Oh, no. I'd go bankrupt. No. The birthday child gets like the most, you know, several presents, and then the sibling or siblings just get like a couple, you know, like an outfit or a book or something, so they have something to open.
I feel like you kind of get the Nana pass. I feel like this doesn't apply to the grandparents. Norma Jean, thank you for calling. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, what do you think? Should a sibling get a gift when it's their brother or sister's birthday, just so they don't feel left out?
I'm with you, Mercedes. I don't think so. I think it's a really important life learning lesson for the kids to understand what you said, like being patient and waiting your turn. and not everything revolves around you, and it's okay to understand that. And I think it's a good thing for them to experience that at a young age. It's cheaper at the current price.
Yeah, little. Absolutely. We're getting a lot of texts. This one says, we do this in our family. My kids are 10 and 8. The sibling gets a very small gift on the other's birthday, a gift under $10. It makes us feel good for them to have something to open together.
Okay. Shows including everybody, maybe, and empathy.
I just feel like now it's kind of taking away from that kid's birthday because the other kid... Yeah. Why are you getting a present? Because you exist? Like, why?
Well, think about it like this. When kids' birthdays, what do the other kids that attend get? They get goodie bags.
But that's a thank you. Uh-huh. It's not like, hey, it's my birthday and we all get presents. That's like, thank you for coming to my party. Thank you for the gift. I don't know. If it works for your family, you got to do what works. But I feel like like you said, you started expecting it every single year. And so are we just creating a bunch of kids that are spoiled? This one said, I always wanted to get the other one a gift, though, on each of their days because I felt so bad. This one says, no, I'm sorry. She does not get the Nana pass. My daughter-in-law and my son would even kill me if I did that one year. I am not one for the participation trophies, none of the stuff. So no, that is a big no. And this says, I have crybabies, so I have to do this all the time. You know, the crybaby thing, I get it. Sometimes it's just easier to get them to stop.
And that was me.
You were the crybaby.
I was a crybaby. I outgrew it, but I was a crybaby.
So do we not give the Nana pass, but do we give the crybaby pass? I still say no. Teach them a lesson. All right. It is time to win with the Mega Minute. See, we have a winner for the Mega Minute, but everyone else doesn't get a prize.
Okay.
Just for that.
Good point.
It's time to win. And we are giving you a pair of tickets to Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt at the Palazzo Theater at the Venetian. This is going to be a fun show, especially if you've seen all these Jay and Silent Bob movies. They are hilarious. Jason Mewes, Kevin Smith coming to the stage, and we've got your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. All you have to do is answer 10 questions in 60 seconds. Pop culture, trivia, just a bunch of common knowledge. If you get them all right in that time, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing the Mega Minute, 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Everyone, give it up for Melina. She's caller 20. How you doing?
Good morning. I don't know why I just waved to the phone. Good morning.
Hey, we felt the love. I felt a little breeze when you did that wave. So nice job, Melina. You are in for the Mega Minute. Here's the deal. You get all 10 of these questions correct in 60 seconds. And you're getting these tickets to Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt. It's going to be really cool over at the Palazzo Theater inside the Venetian. You ready to go for it?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, Melina, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the 60 seconds for the Mega Minute, it starts now.
The Earth's tides are primarily created by the gravitational pull of the what?
Sun.
No. Donkey, what'd you say?
Nothing.
Okay. Donkey and Fiona are characters in which movie franchise?
Correct.
Yes. The Las Vegas Raiders were previously in what city?
It's not San Francisco. It's up there. Pass.
What Coachella?
Oakland.
Yes. What Coachella headliner just played Harley Quinn in the latest Joker movie?
Lady Gaga.
Yes. What is the name of the cartoon character that is Popeye's girlfriend?
Oh, I can see her. Olive?
Judges accept it. Yes. What animal begins at the beginning of MGM movies?
The lion.
Yes. What state is Taylor Swift from?
Memphis.
No. What shape is a stop sign?
Octagon.
Yes. What continent has the most countries?
Asia.
No. It was Africa. Oh my gosh. Darn it, Melina. You know, I think we started out kind of rough and then that set the tone, but let's go over what we missed. The Earth's tides are primarily created by the gravitational pull of the what? You said sun, it's the moon, actually. And then I thought I heard you say moon.
Me too.
But I guess she didn't. So you got Oakland for the Raiders. And then the state Taylor Swift is from, she's from Pennsylvania originally. And then the continent with the most countries, which you got last second, was Africa. I'm so sorry, Melina. That means another day, another victim of this Mega Minute. Darn it. Caller 20, you're getting these tickets, though. Two of them to see Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt at the Palazzo Theater at the Venetian. Caller 20 gets them right now at 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, we've been talking a lot about it. Weekend one of Coachella kicks off today. And, man, it's just going to be huge. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone are all headlining, along with Travis Scott. I'm just looking at the lineup. Other artists joining this year include Missy Elliott, Megan Thee Stallion, Charlie XCX, Benson Boone, Claro, Zedd, so many more. If you can't make it to the desert, no problem. Coachella is live streaming many of its sets from the weekend over on YouTube and the Coachella app. You can choose from 7 live feeds from the festival stages, and you can stream up to 4 performances simultaneously, so you don't have to miss anything that's going on.
That is
going
to be me and James tonight. We have our alarms set for 7:45 for Lisa, and then this whole weekend it's streaming. But my favorite is weekend one, because you know all the guest performances, the surprises. Usually they come out weekend one. They may come out weekend two and maybe some other new ones, but weekend one is the one.
It's gonna be really cool to see. So I said Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone. Who are you? Is Jenny the one you're looking most forward to tonight?
It's a tie between Jenny and Lisa, honestly.
Yeah.
I know.
Are they both performing tonight?
No, I think Lisa's tonight and I think Jenny is Sunday.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, but both. I'm looking forward to both, but they're both so good. I love both of their solo albums that they just released. So, yeah. What about you?
I'm really looking forward to Lady Gaga, honestly.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see what she brings. I just feel like her, this era, she's kind of gone back to the old Lady Gaga, and I just love it. I love this album. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to see what she does.
Predictions on who you think she's going to bring out?
Oh, gosh, I don't. Who do you think she's going to bring out?
Oh, my God. If she brought out anyone, I honestly don't even think she needs to bring out anybody.
I think she's a standalone, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to see Lady Gaga. I don't need her to bring anybody out.
For predictions, the only one I really have is I think Lisa's going to bring out Rosalia, because I know they have a song together.
Yeah.
Maybe Doja Cat or Ray with their song, but I really think Rosalia is going to come out tonight with Lisa.
It should be fun to watch. I'm sure we'll be talking all about it on Monday morning. Also this morning, do you get phone anxiety when your battery life reaches a certain point? New research shows that we get that panic that kicks in, and it happens for most Americans because we rely on our phone so much throughout the day, and that having it charged up before we go out the door, it's really a priority. And according to this new survey, 38% is that magic number for the majority of folks. When your battery gets to 38%, that's when the panic starts to kick in. Is that around where it is for you?
Mine's at 50%. Yes, I think because I rely on my phone so much for work, like if it's social media or recording something or just posting or get people getting communication with me throughout the day, I start to get anxiety. If I'm out, I don't have a charger, I'm like, oh my God, I got to get to a charger soon. And it's at 50% for me.
For me, it's 20%, because that's when it turns red, when the battery actually turns red. And that's when I start to panic. I'm totally fine until I see it turn red. And then that's all I can think about. I was like, where am I going to plug in? Oh, my gosh.
What about your Apple Watch?
I never run out. There is times like at night when I'm getting ready to go to bed, it'll like give me a little like, hey, you're running low on battery. Do you want me to go into battery saving mode? And I'm like, nah, I'm going to bed. But mm-hmm. my watch lasts all day. Did you stop wearing your Apple Watch, didn't you?
I rest in peace, my Apple Watch. I had it for a good 7 years. Well, since 2017, I got my first Apple Watch. And then from there, I started getting a rash. And it was consistently from my Apple Watch. watch. So I had to part ways with it. And it's been a game changer. Like, I'm not consistently looking at my wrist all the time. So maybe it was a good thing.
Yeah, maybe you're just like allergic to apples. So that was the problem.
Maybe.
Finally, this morning, we talk a lot about ChatGPT and how it can be such a great tool and even moral support in your life. And listen to how it actually saved a woman's life. Natalie Tarian, she's 28 years old. She lives in South Carolina, and she all of a sudden felt this tight feeling in her jaw. And so she asked ChatGPT for some medical advice. The AI suggested that she check her blood pressure, which she did, and it was 142 over 109, and it continued to rise. That's pretty high.
Ooh.
After another reading, ChatGPT said, call an ambulance now. Like, literal words. That's what it said. And so she did it. Paramedics came, transported her to the hospital. Her blood pressure reached 200 over 146. And the doctors diagnosed her with preeclampsia, which is a really serious pregnancy-related blood pressure condition that could have really long-term health consequences. They had to induce labor right away, and her baby was born safely.
Good.
But 2 days later, the new mom, after that, she lost her eyesight. She had to go through an emergency MRI, thankfully ruled out brain swelling, and then her vision slowly returned over the next few days. And she said her doctor told her that she probably wouldn't have survived the night if she went to sleep without getting medical attention.
All because of chat.
ChatGPT saving lives out here, baby.
Not only is it saving lives, but it's saving work. It's saving jobs.
I'm telling you, it is amazing. The technology is scary, but it could be really good. Mm-hmm. So coming up next, we're excited. We have a very special guest joining us from our pro women's volleyball team, the Vegas Thrill. Adora Anai is on the show. She is one of our newly acquired players. I'm so excited. She played last night and she did great. We're going to catch up with her, talk about Mix 94.1 night, Ninth Island night coming up on Sunday. And you know we have tickets for you. That's all on the way. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning and your Vegas Thrill. They are playing on Sunday. So excited, taking on Columbus, and it's Mix 94.1 night, and it's also Ninth Island night. We're going to have a big party, and your ticket's coming up in just a few minutes. And I couldn't be more excited to have our next guest in studio. She's newly acquired on our team. How lucky are we? Adora Anai from the Vegas Thrill. Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you.
I was thinking about you all last night and this morning because there was a game last night and unfortunately came out on the losing side, but you guys played great, and this is the first time I saw you play like for Vegas, and you had a great game. How did it feel?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Honestly, it was our first game, and it was an important match for us. So I felt like, you know, that naturally there's pressure on all sides. And so for me, I just love to compete at a high level, and I just felt like I'm kind of like at home.
Do you really feel like that? That's, it's hard to come into like an already established team, and,
right,
and you're the new girl, but you're so good. So I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to fit right in. But did it feel natural playing with the team?
It did feel natural. I played with Berkeley Oblad in the middle. She played at Utah with me back in 2016, 2017, 2018. So we're not foreign with playing with each other.
Yeah. And a lot of you ladies have played together just
against each other, with each other in tournaments, outside of season, you know, the volleyball world is small, so.
It's funny because you used to play for Orlando. When you would come to Vegas, mm-hmm, and play here, what did you think of, like, the atmosphere? And now that you're a part of the team, how does it feel?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have lots of family, friends, extended family out here and from Hawaii that fly in and like to watch volleyball and drive in from even San Diego and Los Angeles area. So I guess you can say the West Coast is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I love it here.
Well, we love having you on the team. What is your take on Las Vegas so far? How do you like the city? What's the vibes right now?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to do. And it's kind of like you can do a lot more downtown nowadays. The Sphere is open and they have awesome concerts. It's like, you can't experience anything like it anywhere else in the world,
yeah,
honestly. So I feel like this is an area in the States where you like to have fun and you like to compete at a high level. And either if you're on the sport or on the casino table or, you know, just like chilling with your family and friends, it's all a vibe.
What's the last concert you went to, and what's the next concert that you're going to go to?
I recently went, so when I was in Orlando and we traveled here to play, I went to the Sphere and watched the Eagles with my dad.
Oh, cool.
And he used to blast Hotel California on the radio all the time. So I was just like living in my nostalgic era. But now being in Vegas, it's more of, I just feel more grounded. I'm surrounded by lots of people that I'm familiar with.
So. We're talking to Adora and I from the Vegas Thrill. Like you said, this community, this is known as the Ninth Island, mm-hmm. a very big community from Hawaii here. And we have Ninth Island night coming up on Sunday. That I just feel like the timing was perfect for you to come to the team and celebrate that with us, right?
Oh, yeah. It's like, what a coincidence.
It's almost like they planned that. Like, we're getting Adora on the team. Steph and I have a little game for you when it comes to like your Hawaiian heritage. Okay. It's called Ninth Island This or That. Okay. We're going to give you two things and you got to pick the one that you like the best. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready? Ninth Island This or That. Spam musubi or lokomoko?
Oh my gosh. Those are my two favorites.
Ooh, you got to pick one.
Lokomoko.
Shave ice or Dole Whip?
Shave ice.
Waikiki Beach or North Shore?
North Shore.
You're from North Shore, bro. Poke Bowl or Beef Calvi?
Beef Calvi.
Nice.
Hula or Fire Knife Dance?
Oh, Fire Knife.
Luau or Beach Barbecue?
Beach Barbecue.
Mac Salad or Poi?
Poi.
Hawaiian Street Bread or Malasadas?
Malasadas.
Steph, you have some?
Yeah, ube everything. Or coconut everything.
Oh, bro. Ube for sure.
Ube for sure, right? Okay. This one's a tough one. Lilo and Stitch. There's no place for me. Been on the surfboard. Or Moana. See the line with
the sky, with the sea. Oh, I'll be eating Moana.
Why Moana?
I mean, my sister works with, you know, that industry in Hawaii, and it's just fun to hear her experience about that type of media. So I really appreciate how they storytell about our culture.
Okay, last one. Living in Hawaii or living on the Ninth Island, Las Vegas?
Ah, come on. Of course, living in Hawaii.
You have to go with that. You have to. I love Hawaii. I mean, I've been to like a few of the islands, which you were like born and raised in the North Shore, right? On yes. Oahu. What's your favorite part of living on that specific island?
It's home, you know, it's everything. I don't feel as grounded as I am anywhere in the world. And, my family, there's rich history and culture out there. And so I grew up off of the land and in the North Shore countryside. I'm a true country girl.
Wow. So
I love this.
I love your vibes. I just love you being on this team. You played so great last night, and I cannot wait to see you play on Sunday. Welcome to Las Vegas. And is there anything you want to say to the fans that are listening right now that haven't been to a game yet? Why do they need to come in and experience a Vegas Thrill game?
Well, first of all, I appreciate your kind words. I appreciate you guys, and I love being on a radio talk show and really showcasing me, my talent, and with my team here in Vegas and people from Hawaii. There's a lot of locals out here, and if you can, come celebrate with us on Sunday for Island Night, and we'd really appreciate all the support. And we want to get back on the court and still compete, play at a high level. So thank you and aloha and take care.
It's going to be a good time. We are going to give away some tickets here in just a few minutes with Heads Up. But Adora, you're amazing. And we're just so happy that you are on this team. So we'll see you on Sunday. I'm going to make you go out in the hall and pepper with me, because that's what I make all the players do. Whenever they come here, we pepper. And it's like a good luck, welcome to the team kind of thing. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's go. It's Mix 94.1.
Hey, yo, you ready?
Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Melanie.
Hi, Mercedes.
Good morning. You are our guest vetoer for the Oh Wow Wheel today. You ready to do this?
Woo-hoo!
All right, we are going to give the wheel a big spin, and it's going to land on one of us. You get to choose if the person it lands on gets to play their song. For the past 3 weeks, it's landed on Ramon, and for the fourth week, it's Steph.
Oh, I was going to say, you're kidding.
It is Steph. Okay, Steph, tell Melanie and us what your category is and what song did you pick.
Okay, my category is a dual threat. So it's a singer or and an actor or actress. So I went with Olivia Rodrigo because, you know, she used to star in High School Musical, the musical.
Yeah, and Bizarre Bark.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
Classic.
And I went with the song Good For You.
Okay, Melanie, what do you think? Do you want to hear it? Do you want to let it play or do you want to give Steph the veto?
Steph, I think that is an excellent choice. I saw Olivia in Salt Lake with my niece. Play it.
Yay! Wow.
Good for you. I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a for you, I guess you moved on really easily.
All right, that was Steph's selection for the Oh Wow Wheel, a song by an artist and or, no, it had to be and. It was a double threat.
Yes.
And it's a singer and an actress, and you picked Olivia Rodrigo. All right, if you would have gotten the veto, Steph, it was going to go to you, Ramon. So what was your category and what was your song?
I had to ask ChatGPT the song that fits my vibe / personality. And when I asked my ChatGPT, you're driven, pushing yourself at the gym, dialed in with your sports team, your draft picks, and you got that anime video game flair. You balance power, patience, passion, and play.
Okay, so what song is that?
Wow.
I went with Centuries, Fall Out Boy.
To play that next hour for sure. That's a good one. Okay, I was not in it, but my category today was a song that we should be playing on Mix 94.1, and I'm pushing. I don't know if they're ready to give in yet. I do not like country music, but I love The Giver by Chapel Roan.
You ain't gotta tell me, it's just in my nature.
I know, but yeah, alas, it's not going to play. But thank you guys for being a part of the Oh Well Wheel. And coming up next hour, we take it back. The Friday Rewind kicks off at 9 o'clock. You can get your early requests in right now at 702-364-9400.
Okay, so here's the deal, you guys. I promised you a recap on this, and I have some new tea when it comes to something I brought up on the show earlier this week. So earlier this week, I told you guys how I accidentally got added to a group chat that was planning a bachelorette weekend.
Yes.
For a woman I do not know. My theory is I got added accidentally because my phone number has to be similar to, I think it's a cousin of the bride that lives in Vegas. I got added, zero connections, not a single mutual friend, but did I leave? No. I stayed for the vibes, for the drama, for the sheer audacity of it all, okay? So it started with this passive-aggressive, like, fighting over an Airbnb. Someone forgot to add the bride to the planning chat. And then I'm just kind of lurking in the background, but they know I'm there. They think it's kind of funny. So at one point in the group chat, I even texted, I don't even go here, but you all forgot the bride and the bachelorette planning group, and they're like, wait, who is this? Is this Bridget's cousin from Vegas? And then someone wrote, I'm crying, please stay. So I ended up staying. I threw out playlist recommendations. I found for them, this is happening in Nashville, I found this company that does a wine tasting murder mystery parties for bachelorette parties.
Okay.
And they're going to do it.
No, they're not.
I swear they're going to do it now.
You are totally full on in the planning committee.
I'm on the planning committee. So here's the deal. Here's the latest. So they made a new group chat, a new group, the official planning group. And they still added me.
No.
They added me to this new group.
Wait, so you're telling me you were in one that you weren't supposed to be in. You kind of made your mark, and now you're in another group chat.
So
okay.
And the thing is, they still have no clue who I am. This is the best part of this all. They've never asked for my name, and I didn't offer it. I'm staying mysterious and all this. So here's what happened. And now I don't have their names. I just have their numbers because they're not in my phone. But I have determined some people's names. Like, I have figured out that there's the bride is Bridget, there's a girl named Jess, there's a girl named Lauren, there's a girl named Madison, and there's a girl named Emily. That's what I figured, but I don't know who's who on the number. So this happened. So someone writes, what do we even call her? Referring to me.
You're getting a name, an anonymous name.
It says, she gives, and then she made a sparkle emoji, Vegas energy sparkle emoji. And then someone wrote, let's just call her Vegas. And then they wrote, Vegas it is. And I wrote, Vegas reporting for duty.
You got a name. You're official.
My nickname is Vegas now. Just like that, I've been rebranded. I'm not Mercedes. I'm not the stranger in the group chat. I'm Vegas now. That's who I am to them. And I honestly, it kind of feels right. Like maybe I've entered my mysterious bachelorette consultant era. I love it so much.
You have a new like side hustle, Mercedes, that maybe that you can start radio host, TV host, and now bachelorette parting planning committee.
Oh, they even put me in the itinerary. Like they sent the itinerary over and it says murder mystery wine night hosted by Vegas. Like, not that I'm going to be there, but because I came up with the idea, I was like, oh my gosh, I've never felt so seen before. Uh-huh. So now I'm wondering, like, should I just go? I'm helping them plan this thing. Should I show up in Nashville with like a sparkly cowboy hat and pretend I've always been Vegas? Like, is this weird that I'm doing this? I'm just having so much fun with this and they like me. I found a new little group of friends and I don't even know who they are.
These group of girls are heaven sent to you. You even told us like you wish you still had your girl group from back in the day. What if this is your new girl group? What if you're meant to go to Nashville and have new girlfriends? I'm just saying.
I feel intrusive, but at the same time, they want us there. Like there was a conversation that went down last night with like some pajamas they're ordering. And they even asked, they were asking, which ones do you like better? And there was a pink pair and there was like this gold pair. And they're asking for everyone's opinions. I didn't say anything. And someone wrote, Vegas, which one do you like best? I was like, the pink. It's so funny.
Wait, you are totally in a perfect position in this group because exactly what if it's even on what side that they want to choose, pink or yellow, and you're that person to make the decision.
I gotta start, like, I don't know. I really want to meet them. I do, but at the same time, I do like the anonymity of it all. And yeah. I love that they're calling me Vegas. Like, it's just the cutest thing ever.
Oh, you gotta keep us posted if there's more things, please.
I know, I will.
Please.
I'm sure more stuff will happen. I'll share the whole itinerary with you guys. They're gonna have a fun time. It's good. I just am so excited they used my murder mystery wine night idea. Like, I feel so seen.
There's more to come.
All right, it is time to win, you guys. It is time. Time to win these tickets to see the Vegas Thrill. We just had Adora and I on from the Vegas Thrill, and Sunday is Mix 94.1 night. It's also Ninth Island night. We've got your 4-pack of tickets right now. All you got to do is be caller 20 and play heads up. We have your category since it's Friday. It's booked and busy. You get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and you are going to the game. Caller 20 gets to play right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have Kristen. Kristen, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes.
Let's do it. We've got your Vegas Thrill passes, 4 of them, to join us for Mix 94.1 night on Sunday. Your category is booked and busy. This is National Library Week, so these are all things that are associated with the library, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we just need to get 6 in 60 seconds. I am locked in. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Mercedes, get ready because your 60 seconds for Heads Up, it starts now.
This is the person that works here.
Librarian.
Yes, this is what they want you to be. Not loud, but...
Quiet.
Yes. When you want to get a book, you have to do this. You have to go...
Check it out.
Yes. This is what you need to check out a book. You need to have one of these.
A library card.
Yes. This is a story that is not true. Therefore, it is a work of... Yes. This is a really long book. It's called a what? It's a...
Novel.
Yes. Wow.
Nice.
Kristen, are you a big reader or something?
I love to read.
I can tell. Man, you are great. Congratulations. And I'm excited. We're going to see you on Sunday at the Vegas Thrill Game. They're taking on the Columbus Fury at Lee's Family Forum. It's Mix 94.1 night. It's Ninth Island night. It's going to be a huge party, Kristen, and you're going to join us. Cannot wait to see you. And we want to see you, too. If you weren't able to win your way in, tickets are still available. The first 1,000 fans that go through the door are going to get a really cool clap fan from the Vegas Thrill. Lots of prizes, lots of fun. So we'll see you there. That is Sunday night. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A tragic helicopter crash in New York City's Hudson River claimed the lives of all 6 people on board yesterday afternoon. Did you see this?
I did.
Just so, so sad. The victims included Augustine Escobar, who's an executive with Siemens Spain, and his wife and 3 young children, ages 4, 5, and 11. The family was visiting from Barcelona when the accident occurred. The helicopter was found upside down in the water when divers arrived. I saw that video of, like, I don't know how people are able to capture stuff like that on video. I know we have our phones at all times, or if that was just on a camera that was facing in that direction, but that was horrifying to watch. It just fell out of the sky.
And it wasn't it spinning super fast or something like that?
Yeah,
or?
It was just, it's just a terrible accident. Investigations are underway to try to get some details on why this happened. And then did you see that 2 planes clipped one another at Reagan International Airport yesterday?
Yes, it's like what's going on? And they posted this, I don't know, if to me it's eerie, that photo of the family in front of the helicopter.
Right before they're going, I know.
And it's like them smiling. They have their 3 little ones, and you could see like their life jackets, like the that are seat belted in front of them. And it's like those last moments before, you never know in those next few moments that this is it.
I know. I mean, it could be for any of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, yeah, really sad story. Also this morning, when you go to work, do you dress work appropriate? Bosses and anyone who believes in a traditional dress codes, you gotta have to brace yourselves, because Gen Zers are now wearing activewear to work. Spoiler alert, it's not just Gen Zers.
No kidding.
The youngest working generation is known for pushing fashion boundaries, and they've brought back the low-rise jeans. We know about that. Made slogan t-shirts cool again. We know about that. And now they're claiming Lycra is also corporate wear. PR bosses are saying that so many Gen Z employees are wearing exercise gear, athleisure, to their jobs, and they're saying that it should be allowed because, one, it's much cooler. They can pull off a traditionally casual outfit and still look professional. I got this black pair of pants, and they look so nice. They look like black trousers. And my husband was shocked when he found out I got them at Lululemon.
No kidding.
They are like Lulu, and they feel like I'm wearing yoga pants, but they don't look like they're yoga pants. It's really crazy.
I know what you mean. Old Navy has some similar ones like that. But the trend that I can't get behind with Gen Z is, have you seen that some Gen Zers will wear like a really baggy hoodie, and one arm will be in the sleeve, and then the other arm is not?
Yes.
And it's like you're halfway in and you're halfway out. It's like, decide. Come on.
J-Hope at a sound check for his concert wore his sweatshirt like that. And I was like, what is that? Did he forget to put his sweatshirt all the way on?
I don't get it.
That's a new thing. The one I don't like for me, but I think it looks cool on like Gen Z, are barrel jeans.
Barrel jeans.
Do you know what barrel jeans are?
Do they look similar to like parachute pants?
They're just really like big at the thigh, but then they kind of come in tapered.
And
I saw a girl wearing a pair of them the other day, and I'm like, man, those look so cool on her. I would never wear them though. They would just not look good on me. They're different than just baggy jeans, because I think baggy jeans have just like a straight leg, but the barrel ones like kind of come out and then they come in.
Yeah, I can see. But wait, I could see you in these. Try them on.
I don't know.
Watch in 2 years. No, you say this now.
Finally, this morning, think of all the embarrassing reasons you could end up in the ER. This one might be pretty high on this list. So this guy in central China, he recently showed up to the hospital with a bad cough. This cough would not go away. He tried everything. Cough syrup, cough drops, everything. Nothing helped. His eyes were also really bloodshot. So they did some scans and they found this mass in his lower right lung. It wasn't cancer. It turned out to be the serious fungal infection in his lungs. And he got this fungal infection from sniffing his own dirty socks.
Ooh.
He admitted that he had gotten the habit of smelling his socks after work right before he tossed them in the laundry. So it kind of got athlete's lung, I guess, compared to athlete's foot. But technically, it's a different type of fungus. They tested his socks. They found the same fungus he had in his lungs. And luckily, he responded to the antifungal meds and he's okay.
Okay, hear me out. When you go to the gym or whatever, you're changing out and you're putting your dirty clothes in the laundry, sometimes you'll double check to see if you really need to wash them. So I could see this guy's point of view. It's like, let me take off my socks. Oh, can I reuse these? Sniff some. Puts them in the laundromat.
You would reuse your workout clothes. Like, I could see, like, a regular, everyday, like, pair of jeans maybe you wore. And you're like, I didn't do much today. But the workout clothes you just sweated in?
Not the bra, not the shirt, but I would rewear the leggings. Here, that's what I would do.
You would?
I would.
And you're sniffing them?
I'm sniffing them.
If you start getting that fungal thing, now we know why.